With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai, titled Organic Farming Restores the Healthy Balance of the Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures concerning the importance of planting organic vegetables and fruits, the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I think if you have garden, you should plant more fruit trees and food, make it become a habit. You know, food that is easy to plant, short-term harvest, and plenty of vitamin and, you know, nutrition already. You try to plant those vegetables that bear fruit, like beans, pumpkin stuff, cucumber, those things that bear fruit and simple, easy, yeah? So it become a habit. And then you eat your own produce, and it's also good for the time being because we're short of food everywhere. It's good to be independent, okay? In case something happen, we have sufficient food for yourself, okay? Plant a lot of fruit trees wherever you can, a different season, okay? And those vegetables, that's easy to harvest and quick and not too much water. Well, right now we still have water, but then you plant also all kind, okay? Yeah, what's simple? Corn and all that take too long, but beans you can eat and live well with it. It's a vegetable as well as a protein provider. You see it in one. For example, beans, any kind of beans. Yes. And all kind of fruit, yeah, fruit tree that give you fruit. And if you don't eat it enough, you make it into like jam or pickle fruit.
Chutney.
You make chutney, okay. And you make something and put it in a jar or deep freeze, something like that, yeah? Or like pickle, and it lasts long. Hmm? Then you can eat them when the season's out. Yes. It's better to eat your own produce. And God say in the Bible that you should sweat yourself for your food. That's why one of the happiest marriage is for the farmers. According to research. It's serious, huh? You plant your food, okay? Plant whatever, easy, simple, but plentiful of nutrition and always easy and always can plant again and again. Of course you can plant a variety, but to be sure, concentrate on those that have protein and fiber and vegetable at the same time, like beans and fruit. Beans easy to plant. If you have a fence, you know, you just put your finger in the ground, put a bean, and then it will grow in no time. And a lot of beans will come out. And you eat some and you leave some for the next planting season, eh? And very cheap, easy to plant. You don't even need to take care much. I remember I plant some beans when I was in Germany, you know. I just put it around the fence and it grows so much. Yeah, so easy. It grows so fast, you know. I did not remember I have to water them. I did not. I just come out and tomatoes and all, they grow in abundance. Especially if you have trees. Of course, when you plant trees, there are also leaves falling down in the fall. And you rack them together, you put it in the hole that you dig in the ground, and some leaves and some earth, some leaf and some earth like that, and after a while it becomes beautiful compost. And then you just put it into your use again, planting vegetable. Or if you have to cut grasses, then you use the grass also, yeah? And your waste of vegetable, the peel and the old leaves and whatever, you put them all together in there, and it becomes a very, very useful compost. Try to be independent from now on, okay? Do not complain about food shortage and food expenses. Do it yourself. Even if you have balcony, you can plant it. From now on, try to use useful trees and plants together with beauty. For example, the cherry tree, they're also beautifully flowering in the season. And apple trees, also beautiful flower, you know, all kinds of things like that. And on the balcony, instead of planting something for fun, you can plant it for eating as well. I have a little pot like this, and it's a tangerine. You know? My God, he keep growing. So much tangerine in such a small tree about this size. So much. Hundreds of them. And so beautiful. Just in a pot. Nowadays, maybe you could even buy fertilizer if you don't want to make compost or if you don't have. Buy those organic fertilizer, you know. They make it very simple, easy, and doesn't smell that bad or anything. So you can even plant it on your balcony. Make it a habit, okay? Make it a habit. Don't wait. Don't wait until you don't have food. Do it now, okay? Even if the world go back to normal and have food, at least you always have your food, no harm, no? It takes a few minutes to do these things. Even half an hour a day, you have plenty on your balcony, your favorite food. Simple one, not like potato and all that on a balcony, please. Salad or herbs, just experiment and have fun, okay? Yeah. Have fun, read some books how to plant or go supermarket. Every packet they tell you what year or what month of the year to plant and from when to when they will grow and harvest. So you know the timing of it. You know, if you don't want it too long, 3 months, you pick those with 2 months, two weeks or 3 weeks. Yeah, it's fun to grow your own vegetable. Even grow salad on balcony is plenty for you to eat. You don't eat salad every day, so you just grow some and then it lasts you at least a week or a month. And then you plant another one. Take turn like that and you always have something to eat. So it's a better way to be independent. Or if you have a flat roof, you plant up there. You don't plant everywhere, but you can use some plastic box or something or a ceramic box and fill it with earth, fill your compost and just keep planting. Very fun. You go out and see the whole roof is green and edible. You know? Beautiful. It's really beautiful. I don't have much time, otherwise I like to plant things myself. It's very, very nice. You can use your hand, you know, a magic hand, like every day turn the empty plot into something useful and nutritious. Even if you don't have much land, you know, sometimes just a little bit. Garden, you can do it. And take turn, you see? And plant it and then pickle it, you know? And plant another one. If you don't eat right away, you can pickle it and save it in the cellar or something. I'll put it in the cold area, yeah? In Europe, almost everywhere is cold, so don't even need a fridge. You put outside. I also tell Maori people to do that. They're planting something. And I have eaten some of their stuff for the first time. Before we plant, but the worms eat them, you know. And now they're doing something, the worm don't come. There are some plants you can mix together with your plant to repel those insects or something if you don't want them. Mongolia, as with the rest of the world, is experiencing more severe weather, more fatal pattern of climate change due to the effects of global warming. So you can see in Mongolia, droughts, harsher winters, more frequency of dust storms and blizzards with livestock raising. We deplete Mongolian already limited natural resources and even put Mongolia more in danger of desertification. Instead of grazing animals, we can begin planting the organic vegetable, which is more healthy to everyone. Yes. We have to choose a vegetarian diet over animal breeding. If more and more people choose organic farming as well, we help each other to the best possible of our ability and most gentle way for all beings and the earth. From then, we can share food. Since we have so much food, we have abundance of food, more than enough for everyone, without even having to buy it. And we save time and other resources to go toward other things, like ending disease and helping those in need. By not subsidizing the meat diet, we save trillions of US dollars per year. We save a lot of suffering from meat-related illness. We save a lot of food to share with all the hungry in the world. So our conscience will never have to wake up in the middle of the night and bite us anymore. We can do that through such a method as hydroponics. You can even plant and harvest indoors. So we can do it also by ourselves. There's no need even farmers. If we have a little garden, we can plant it ourselves. Or if we have a balcony, we can even plant it in water. We must start now so that you can have your own vegetable. It's very easy. If you just have a little pot even on the balcony, the size you want, and you just sow some seed on it, a few days later, you already have some vegetable. You know, salad, for example. Some are grown in 3 days or 1 week or 2 weeks, and you can always take turn to grow it again. And in the garden, it grow quicker. In the old time, if we look into the Mongolian history, the people of Mongolia did not eat so much meat. Then we should be convinced that meatless diet sustain our ancestry and still can sustain us. And nowadays, even evidently, through medical and scientific research, that vegetarian diet is absolutely healthy. Just people don't know about this and don't have time to do research, so we have to inform them. Please do inform your people. We are doing that, but we need your help. We cannot do everything. Even though we have association members everywhere. But it's not like the whole planet is my association member, is it? So we need your help. We need everybody's help. We need all the help from the government.
What are the benefits of organic vegan farming, and in what ways can MPs and the government push forward to boost this sector?
There are so many benefits from organic vegan farming, as well as many benefiting parties. First, for the farmers, organic vegan farming is productive, saving 37% more energy and even more water than conventional farming methods. Next, there are environmental benefits, like the topsoil stays and proves better as withstanding floods and hurricanes. Wildlife and ecosystems also win. According to the largest study done on organic farming in the UK, your country, yeah? Compared to conventional farms, organic farms contained 85% more plant species, with 71% taller and thicker hedges, and a healthy return of native animals across the species. Furthermore, organic vegan farming will halt the runoff of chemical fertilizers that have created monstrous dead zones in the ocean. Organic soil matter also absorbs CO2 so effectively that the Rhode Island Institute calls organic vegan farming a powerful strategy to reduce global warming. By up to 40% of all CO2 emissions now in the atmosphere. Imagine, then we will be clear of CO2. Otherwise, it will stay here for thousands of years and continue to heat our planet. Finally, see, we all benefit from better health because it's free of toxins and abundant in nutrients without the genetic modification and cancer-causing pesticides. In contrast to animal products, which are known to cause cancer, heart disease, diabetes and obesity, etc., organically farmed fruits and vegetables contain abundant nutrients that help us to avoid all these modern conditions. Surely organic vegan food is the only food we should feel safe and would feel safe and will feel safe. In fact, we will feel the safest food to give to our children, the best food to give to our children. The MPs and the government can support this organic vegan farming through subsidies. They can also redirect the funds away from the meat industries and instead toward encouraging citizens to plant, to buy, and to choose organic vegan food. And when they do, we will soon have a lot of healthy, happy, productive people, a restored green environment, and minimum climate mitigation costs. Something our governments can look forward to and gain the enthusiastic support of our citizens.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
We appreciate your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Join us again next Friday for part 2 of Organic Farming Restores the Healthy Balance of the Planet. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned. We wish you a safe and blessed weekend.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.